7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, let's get this nonsense started. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Noobish Guru. Committee. Yes, welcome once again to another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and of course I'm sitting here, and I got a cat in the kitty business pit who's trying to fall asleep. She was acting like, oh, I'm going to be awake now, because when I woke up, she was still sleeping. And she was still sleeping after I ate my pepperoni and waffles, and she was still sleeping after I was doing some other stuff, and then it became time to do the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, suddenly we're awake. Oh, we gotta be awake now. We gotta be an awake baby, which means we have to get in the kitty pit and then try to go back to sleep. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. Everybody knows this. Except for the one person that it pertains to. That's you, Fluffy. Okay, so I got a cat. And yeah, that's great. So, yeah. Maybe I'll get to inhale lots of cat hair today. That'll be fun. I am drinking tea today. Drinking some delicious Chaguanyin. Oh, wow. I just love it so much. You know, maybe I won't do Dubious Goals Committee today. Maybe we'll just sit here and drink the tea. Wouldn't that be fun, Pippa? Yes, that would be fun, because you're a good kitty. So, right, what's been going on? What's been happening in the last 24 hours, or at least 23 and a half hours since you've last heard from me? Well, I did go to the store last night. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you've been to four stores in the last 2 days. Yeah, I know. It's because I bought all the emergency food at the regular, at the other store. It's complicated. So I had to go to the regular store to actually get something to eat. You know, that wasn't emergency food. And what did I get? Oh, you know, I got some turkey and some cheese and some lettuce and some bread, and I'm going to make some sandwiches, and I got some more barbecue potato chips. Just the regular, straight up barbecue flavor. The traditional barbecue. Hi, Pippa. What are you doing? This kitty's looking at me now. Hi, look at your face. Look at this kitty face. Oh, my goodness. So that's what I'm having for lunch. And I also bought some graham crackers, and there was a couple of other things that I bought that I can't remember. Oh, I bought some more gummies, and seems like there was some other stuff, but I don't know, maybe not. The annoying thing is, one, I forgot the coupons, and two, I forgot to buy the stuff that I actually needed, like butter. There was something else other than butter. And now I'm trying to remember if I remembered to buy sour cream or not. So now I feel like I should walk up to the kitchen, look in my refrigerator to see if I bought the sour cream. I don't think I did, but I can't get up because I got a cat in the kitty business pit trying to sleep. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. Yes, do some kitty business. So yeah, butter. And I was going to say, and I forgot the other thing that I need, but no, I am now remembering that I think it's Tabasco sauce. I'm getting frighteningly low on Tabasco, and I do love my Tabasco. So Another trip to the store is in order with the coupons. Was it last week? Yeah, last week sometime. I think it was on a Wednesday or maybe it was on a Sunday. I don't know. I got this coupon book in the mail from the grocery store. And a lot of these coupons are things that I would never use, products I would never buy, and all these coupons that are worthless because you can only use them on certain days of the month, during the month, and you're supposed to pay attention. And no, I'm not going to pay any attention to the store's coupon. No. But there are coupons in there that are valid for the entire month of December. One of these coupons, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it, is for my waffles. My waffles. And it's a significant coupon. It's something like $3 off of a box of 60. I don't think they have the box of 60 at my store, but where did I see the box of 60? I think it was out at the one by my parents' house. Regardless, I will find it. I will buy a 60-pack box of waffles that I didn't even know existed, and I'll use the coupon. The other thing that I found a coupon for was the cookies. You know those special chocolate chip cookies with the special hippy-dippy chocolate chunks in them and blah, 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 the ones that I stopped eating because I think that they're making me fat? Tobe, you don't even weigh 14 stone. I know, but I look weird, and that's... The cookies had to go. But there's a coupon in the coupon book for $2 off the pack of cookies. $2 off a dozen cookies. That brings the individual price way down. And yeah, I'm probably going to have to use that coupon. There were two other coupons in the coupon book that were for other things that I like, or things that I consider to be like luxury items that I wouldn't normally buy, but these coupons are knocking off huge chunks of cash off these prices. So there's two other coupons. So I need butter, I need Tabasco sauce, and then I need to buy all the crap that these coupons are good for, except for the box of 60. I know the store doesn't have them, but I want the big box of waffles. And why 60? Why 5 dozen? I mean, really, you couldn't make a 72 box? The half gross? The 6 dozen? The half a dozen dozen? Clowns. Clowns, I tell you. Right, Peppa? Right. Okay, I can't wait anymore. We have to listen to the new song from Uami and Boris. What the hell is this called?
Oh, Катя, the menu's not 55. Oh,
cucumber flavor. На тебе нет закуски.
Так звал. Ура!
Лонус бендит монолит.
Boys are coming.
Diet sausage, oh we eat.
Zone is calling.
Duty freedom, monolith.
Boys are coming.
Reincarnation and concrete.
Boys are coming.
Diet sausage, oh we eat.
Zone is calling.
Duty freedom, monolith.
Boys are coming.
Radiation and concrete. Radiation and concrete.
We are in the zone. on the boys come home here in the zone, Вишград, Дормон.
Here in zone.
Лону спиндит монолит.
Boys are home.
Radiation Echo Crit.
Here in zone.
Лону спиндит монолит.
Boys are home.
Diet sausage, oh we eat.
Oh, finally the cat's moving. So I can finally get out of this position. My hip starting to be weird there. Okay, so we heard Stalkers in the Zone, the new song from Uami and Boris, and actually cousin Anatoly. I heard him in there. Oh, so that's great. That's great news. What was I gonna bring up? Well, there was something. I did watch Stalker again it's been about 2 weeks now. It was on overnight on like a Friday night like 2 weeks ago, but it was on really late, and so I only managed to really watch like the first half of it before I went to sleep. Oh, good tea. So yeah, what am I gonna do today? Well, I have no idea. I think a lot of tea drinking is in order. I'm still disappointed that we didn't get the 17 feet of snow or whatever they were threatening. Of course, we got nothing. It's not even raining anymore. I was hoping the rain would turn into snow overnight. Maybe it would get really cold. But yeah, no, that didn't happen, and now things are drying out. So I'm kind of disappointed. I'm disappointed in the weather once again. But that's okay. That's absolutely fine. I think I'm going to just hang out in my house all day and all night. Maybe I'll make some art. Maybe I'll, what was I going to do? What was I thinking about? But I need to get more ink. Yeah, we've got a great ink and art supply shortage going on here at the Action Base. And that's okay, we're getting by. We're managing to... survive somehow, but I don't want to talk about it. Okay, more music. Yeah, let's do more music, and let's go with our favorite Wild Siberian Girls. Otakin, Legend.
Idem, idem, cheater band, cheater band, idem, idem. お客様、コーヒーおかわりいかがでしょうか。
そうね、いただこうかしら。
おかわりいただきました。
いいんですか。
いいんですよ。
それでは感謝の気持ちを込めて盛り上がっていっちゃいましょう。
おかわり感謝、
あやあや、
心からセッキュー。
そりゃそりゃそりゃそりゃ、
いいがたてね。
あ、いいがたてね。
様もおかわりどうでしょうか。
大丈夫です。
まずい。
Sports go sports. I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports.They top their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Lest they disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energies they exert. May they be victorious in perpetuity. Don't I look cute in this football shirt? Sports go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes! Go team, yeah! This is the most important thing that's ever occurredThe vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports. May the competitors you prefer best their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other. Watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded and meritorious. So you feel temporarily adjacently victorious. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Every other word. Sports, sports. Are one. Are. Go. Yeah. Every other word. Go. Athletics number. Participants, heroes. Team. Now in Latin. Ludus, ire, ludus. Arco, sun, optimum. Participants and heroes. Ire, quadrigus, seek. Now the truth. If you could only throw a ball.You'd have a hotter wife, lots and lots of money, and a way better life. And a way better life. Go sports!
Go sports! And we got to check in with the sports right now. So what's happening in sports? Oh, somebody's pretty damn excited. I know I am, because Brazil. Yeah, and I'm reminded of those glorious days of Germany 7, Brazil 1. That's not, of course, today, because, you know, Germany got knocked out too at the same time as Brazil. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Chateaubriand, sauerbraten,
roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, the cult. I can do the cult. Cult is cool. That was Fire Woman. And I do love Ian Astbury, if for no other reason than for his constant usage of the phrase, shake it, baby. And sometimes, shake it, baby. And on other rare occasions, baby, shake it, shake it. Oh, I had no idea that Ian Astbury knew so many girls with maracas. And it's weird because there's no maraca player in his band, so who's he talking to and what's he talking about? Nobody knows, but let me tell you something else. Pippa has returned. She returned right at the end of the song there. And now she's turning around and, oh yeah, now she's sitting down back in the kitty. Now she's standing up and switching positions back in the kitty business pit. So yeah, we are right back where we started. Oh. And it's not that this is a good or bad thing. It's just that I got a game I need to watch here in about 3 minutes. Sports ball. Go sports. Sports. Sports is great. Football is great. I gotta watch sports because there's just always sports. And there's always, always football. And I know what you're thinking, but Tobe, didn't the World Cup end a couple days ago? Yeah, so, and that doesn't mean football ends. It is always football season. Always. That's why football is the best sport. Oh, sure. The league seasons only go from August until May. But, you know, June, July, that's when we have all the big tournaments. We have the World Cup in normal years, and we have the Euros, and we have La Copa, and we've got all kinds of other crazy stuff that I'm not going to be bothered to tell you about because you don't care about sports. Am I the only sports ball lover on this show, Diggins? Pippa likes sports. She just likes to watch all the little stuff run around on the screen while we sit here and do the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on non-radio. A non-radio. It's fun, it's a thing, but now I gots to go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.